Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, not to be deceived, that God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. We've been looking at a particular character in 2 Samuel named Shammai, and Shammai was a master schmoozer, aligning himself with David out of self-interest rather than genuine loyalty. David, seeing the political landscape, chose not to punish Shammai immediately, but David knew the truth. Shammai's loyalty was only as deep as his personal gain. Years later, Solomon would actually deal with Shammai as his true heart was revealed. But Shammais still sit among us today. There are those who show up in church for appearances, to appease a spouse, or to maintain business relationships, but their hearts are not with the King. And when following Christ no longer benefits them, they will take their loyalties elsewhere. But here's the warning. There is a day of reckoning. False repentance will not stand before the King of Kings. The outward show means nothing to a God who peers down to your heart. So don't play games with your faith. True repentance is not about convenience. It's about surrender. So let me give you a few things to focus on as you pray today, that you would ask God to reveal any false motives in your own heart, that you would play upon the kindness of God and seek true repentance and genuine faith. And as you pray, that you would lift up Sean and Kendall Pasley, our missionaries in France, and that you would also pray for the Yoruba LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Nigeria. Don't forget, God is not fooled. Will you bow before the King in true repentance today?